This is Lynn Benton Tractors Newsmakers with Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne, presented by Les Schwab Tires and sponsored in part by Furbish, a salvage place, and Kennedy Tax Solutions. Live, local talk that matters to you. Now, here's Brent and Dave from the Capital Auto Group Studios, exclusively on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
Welcome, folks. This is Brent DeHart with Dave Bourne, and this is Newsmakers here on KYKN. We are with you every week, Dave, on your noon hour to talk about local initiatives, ideas, institutions, individuals, and all that good stuff. Things that you don't hear elsewhere, or some commentary on things that you're reading about in the paper.
Lots of commentary.
Interesting stuff yesterday with Jim Bruneau from Willamette Valley Vineyards. He was on the show. Thought we were going to talk to him about 10 minutes. We talked to him the whole hour.
Right.
And it was fascinating in terms of things that are happening in the wine industry that are not particularly kosher. And the inability of Oregon officials to do something about it.
Yeah.
That was really interesting about how the sequence of events and the train of events and how some people are acting outside of the rules that everybody else is doing. But anyways, thanks to Jim Bruneau of Willamette Valley Vineyards. I'll bring that to our attention. That was Senate Bill 111A. So if you missed the show, check it out on the podcast. Today, boy, I sure like to talk about happy things here at Newsmaker in the Mid Valley, right? We do focus on Marion and Polk County and Salem and Kaiser. However, statewide stuff as well with the legislature in place. And this is just too unbelievable, too important, and too frustrating to not talk about with this foster care thing. If you've been reading in the papers, and we've talked a little bit about it on Newsmakers here, there's been these great flaws in our foster care system taking care of Oregon at-risk youth.
I feel like we broke that story.
It's
because right after we talked to what's his name from the legislature, he's
Jonathan.
Jonathan. Right after we talked to him, the next day,
a lawsuit was filed.
Yeah, the next
federal
day,
lawsuit. So let's go over this a little bit later. Later in the hour, we're gonna have a representative. We'll talk about something happy in a local event.
I feel good, yes.
All right. So, but right now, let me give you some information coming out of the Salem Reporter, right? Salem Reporter, online publication that does investigative research and our KYKN newsfeed partner. All right, bullet points. 80 foster children were sent out of state. Exactly what Jonathan was talking about, to refurbished jails. The state, that's one item of concern.
Refurbished jails.
Yeah, refurbished jails. Facilities for foster
children.
Like
lock them up?
Yeah.
The state, they're foster kids. They're supposed to be in homes.
The state failed to report the deaths of children in foster care.
What?
To report. A pair of caseworkers in Polk County had sex. That was pretty recently. Near a child when they were in charge of looking after this child. I think they were overnight. Guest, hosting this child until they could be placed. So they're watching the child, and they decide that would be a good time for us to have sex. And then another out-of-state thing. A 9-year-old Oregon girl was flown to Montana to be housed in a psychiatric residential treatment facility, and she was injected with Benadryl to control her behavior. And that was an OPB news story, again, reported through the Salem Reporter. No records of any Oregon caseworker checking in on her. So, the governor, I would just say I've been growing increasingly concerned. Hello, we're in crisis. We're in crisis. Find a pot of money and spend it right now. Government makes everything so hard. And kudos to the Oregonian, has an op-ed piece, an editorial board. They lay it out. They're like, they said everything you would want to say, I think. They're just lay it out in terms of, hey, this lawsuit is a blessing because you're going to be forced to do, no matter what. You're going to be forced to do what you should be doing all along.
Wow.
So I wanted to point out that this has been going on for a long time. By the way, there's 7,500 kids in the foster care system.
Okay.
And probably would be more if we didn't try to keep them with dysfunctional families. Because there is a culture of the best place for a kid is with family.
Right.
I kind of get that as an overriding rule. However, if it's really destructive and unhealthy, then maybe not. Anyway, all right. So this goes back a couple of years is the problem. Willamette Week had an article. They investigated the Give Us This Day. And this goes back 2016. And the governor had just been on the job, you know, right? Like about 7 months after the appointment. So employees of Give Us This Day, who was the foster care agency, they're like, they're reporting that Give Us This Day was disrepair, often unsafe. The licensing officials had raised concerns for years and no one's doing anything about it. You know what that is? It's a lack of prioritization. You know what that is, Governor? That's a lack of prioritization for children, at-risk children in Oregon. Right. Not acceptable.
No.
So, and then the quote, follow-up story, agency knew about problems at Give Us This Day for more than a year, failed to act.
Wow.
How do you not kick that upstairs? How do you not shot from the rooftops or become a whistleblower? You have too much obligation, and the obligation isn't to make everybody happy at your job. The obligation is to the children.
Right.
Right? So, wow. And then the election came around, and right. Newt Bueller brought this up. So he's run as a Republican. He's like, wow, let's carve out $50 million. Let's put a rapid improvement place in rapid improvement team in place and hammer this thing right now. And of course it was mocked more or less
because they didn't think there was a problem.
Political posturing.
Yeah.
Oh,
right.
Well, we don't have to prioritize that.
No, let's put tolls on I-5 instead.
Yeah. There was a quote by the governor's office basically saying, you know, this is political posturing and blah, blah, blah. All right. So hence a lawsuit. Couple days after we were talking about lawsuit is filed in federal court saying they're violating these rules.
They are.
Another quote, actually, I wanted to pass on. There are real kids. These are real kids.
Mm-hmm.
What are the real problems right now?
What ages are we talking about here?
We're talking like birth to age 18.
Wow. All of them.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, all
because I thought there was
problems.
I thought
with
there
the
was
entire
like,
span. Everybody who's under the care of DHS and the foster care.
Yeah,
system.
I thought it was birth to 12 was a separate thing from 12 to 18.
That I'm not familiar with.
Okay, just checking.
So, again, let's go back to the Oregonian, and I'd encourage everybody to get it. I think it's OregonLive.com or whatever, and check it out.
Mm-hmm.
It's always nice when, because we tend to think of newspapers as being liberal bent, right? Bent a little on the liberal
side. Just a little.
Yeah. And maybe a Portland newspaper might have a liberal bent or whatever, and they might try to protect their own, which we at Newsmakers are meeting me. It's not Dave's fault, but it's railed against people protecting their own when they're not doing the right thing.
Well,
they're throwing it down at the governor.
Good.
You just can't do lip service, basically. I'm paraphrasing, but you can't do lip service. They need something right now. This is something where you go to the feds and borrow money. You go to the lottery and borrow money. You go to legislature, whatever you have to do, but get people to work with for these kids and get them in a safe environment and don't ship them on to Montana with nobody looking after them and have them injected with Benadryl. Don't ship them to converted jails outside of Oregon. If they have behavioral issues, well, why do you suppose that is? It's because we're not taking care of them.
Yeah.
And we're not wrapping it around with mental health services and housing services and social services and what have you. Wow. Oregonian says the agency has been shipping abused and neglected children to converted jails and out-of-state institutions, controversial practices. They aren't receiving counseling, adequate counseling, education services, and they have almost no contact with Oregon caseworkers. In other words, let's sweep this, right?
Yeah, under the rug.
Yeah, let's give it to somebody else. We'll write them a check and hope nobody pays attention. Well, we're paying attention, folks. The journalists are paying attention, and the lawsuit is definitely going to force you to pay attention. So I don't know. It goes to a general lack of what real leadership looks like.
Yeah.
What does urgency look like and what does action look like? The government makes everything so hard.
So much red tape.
She wants to do a commission to be advised. And this comes out 2 days after the lawsuit. She decides, I'm going to have a commission. I'm going to have a commission to advise me and look into that. We're with somebody from the governor's office and DHS's office and da, 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 da. And wow, how about just, why don't you call 20 people in a room and lock the door until you have 10 actionable things that can happen this week?
Right.
That's leadership.
Yeah.
Folks, that's leadership. That's what we lack in Oregon. We're going to take a first break. We're going to come back and we're going to dive into this a little bit more before we start talking about the Albany Home Show. This is Brent DeHart with Dave Bourne, and you're listening to Newsmakers on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This is Lynn Benton Tractors Newsmakers with Brent and Dave, presented by Les Schwab Tires and sponsored in part by Furbish, a salvage place, and Kennedy Tax Solutions. Now, let's go back to the Capital Auto Group studios on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This segment of Newsmakers is proudly brought to you by Green Acres Landscape.
Welcome back, folks. This is Brent DeHart with Dave Bourne. We're talking about the foster care system here in Oregon and how it affects.
Or lack of.
Oh, my gosh. And what we need to happen. What we need to have happen. So we're talking about leadership. I was talking about leadership and actionable items right now. You know what? If let's say Brent's the governor.
We assume that a lot.
We put people in a room and come up with actionable items. And do it right now. And you should also have a call out. I mean, the governor cannot get away with just saying, I'm increasingly concerned, and especially now that Oregon's being sued. And now you have to, guess what? Our taxpayer dollars are going to pay pay lawyers
right.
to defend Oregon's foster care system, right?
Yeah.
Wow. Talking about an additional waste of money. Just pile it on. By the way, I want to make sure that everyone knows the foster care is a nonprofit. The lawsuit was filed by A Better Child and Disability Rights Oregon. Okay. Saying there's violating federal law and failing it. They don't want any monetary damages. They want to force the state to do what they're supposed to do.
Wow.
And then instantly, if they lose this lawsuit, then it's going to have to become the top budget priority to make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
And it won't be small because you have neglected it, Oregon, for so many years. And all these things are intertied to me. And I just look, and we're going to have Bud Pierce on, rescheduled him for next month. And I liked what he said when he ran for governor. I like when he said, more or less, he was saying, I don't care if you're a Republican or not a Republican. Look at what's happened in the last 25 years and are you happy with it? So, Oregonian, first paragraph, time and again, this editorial starts. They keep saying, Oregon's Department of Human Services vows to do better. They won't have some lapses, but over and over again, inevitably they do, the Oregonian says. They do. And they, time and time again. So you keep voting for leadership at the governor's office and leadership in the legislature, and yet we're not graduating our kids. We're not protecting our foster care. I mean, it's like how many different indications that this party is not doing what they say they stand for, and they're not managing the money, and they're not getting the job done before you go, maybe we should try another party.
Yeah,
that's what's really frustrating.
Different people.
It's jaw-dropping.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one time it was a radio talk show host, and he was syndicated, and he was Jewish. I think I may have told you this story, but he was befuddled that, by and large, the Jewish voting bloc votes Democratic. And he was like, he started ticking off all of the things and all of the people and who supports Israel and who supports Palestine.
Right.
And who supports this and doesn't. He goes, it really struck me, and I'll probably get his quote just paraphrased a little bit, because how many ways can the Republicans help us and the Democrats hurt us before we'll change who we're voting for? It's like many years, over how many people, no matter what the Democratic Party does to the Jewish priorities or whatever the Republican Party does for the Jewish priorities, we're still voting as a bloc Democratic. He was like very confused. And I'm confused in Oregon how we look at Kate Brown and say, why don't you take the lead, Kate, even though we don't have the leadership that we need? All right.
Deep thoughts.
Big, yeah. So back to the tragedy. 7-year-old girl has been in 5 foster homes in less than 2 months, separated from her brother and dropped off at a home with lice so bad her head was shaved.
Oh.
A boy reports being sexually abused by a relative went uninvestigated by DHS for years.
Yikes.
He, even though he defecated on himself repeatedly as a defense mechanism so that he would be...
left alone.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right? 9-year-old girl shipped out of Oregon to Montana facility. We talked about that.
We still don't know if that was a refurbished jail that had rooms or if they had locking doors.
Secretary of State's office, of course, a year ago, released a scathing audit of the foster care system. And this is the governor's I was searching for. The governor's spokesman is Chris Parr, dismissed it as just about politics. A year ago, just about politics.
Uh-huh.
No, you're failing. That, I mean, how do you sleep? How do you live with yourself? And you're throwing the Secretary of State, God rest him, under the bus when he's saying you are failing in your foster care system in the audit from the Secretary of State's office. So, all right.
He was basically doing his job.
Yeah. Anyway, it should also be a call to all of us. You know, if you're the governor, oh, I forgot, if Brent's the governor, should be called to everybody saying, hey, if you can foster, we need you.
Yeah.
Go through training, start today. I want to report in a week how many people have signed up. You appeal to Oregonians. You can't do it. The government's certainly not going to move fast. The government is not going to move fast, folks.
Too much red tape.
They're going to hire somebody to create some sort of process.
Which is more red tape.
To take the next step.
Yeah.
And blah, blah, blah. Well, yeah, you need to declare an emergency and make some things happen.
Right now.
And then you have to appeal to every nonprofit. What can you do to help? And every individual Oregonian, can you start the training to be a foster parent tomorrow?
Right.
Right? If it's nonprofits, if it's the faith community, you need to embrace them. If it's the public safety people, you need to embrace them. I mean, we wonder where the homeless people with dysfunction come from. And maybe they come from allowing our children to not get the help that they need and not get the help and intervention early enough to help solve their mental health issues, to prevent the abuse and give them a hope for a productive life in the future.
Mm.
Right? That's what I do. Governor Brent, you know, it has to be a call to action. This has to happen right now, folks. And everybody knows the government doesn't work efficiently and it doesn't work fast.
No.
And then a governor needs to say, we're going to work fast and don't sue us. We're going to do everything we can right now, but we're going to need to take some action. And then we as a populace, and that's another philosophy, but hey, if they're doing everything they can and not everything pans out, that's still money well spent.
Yeah.
And don't complain about that.
I can see the smoke and hear the smoke coming from your ears.
They are kids, folks.
Yeah, absolutely.
Real kids with real problems right now. They can't wait for a massive transformation of the system. Who could have said any better, right?
Right.
All right. Anyway, thanks to the Salem Reporter for that. Thanks for the Oregonian for that.
Laying it out.
Wow. Doing that. That's incredible. And thanks for the filing the lawsuit, actually, that brings this out into the open.
Mm-hmm.
So over and over again, as the Oregonian says in its editorial. All right, that's a problem. Here, good news. We got a couple minutes about this, and we had Shaney Starr on the show.
Right.
And that's Marion County CASA, court-appointed special advocates, volunteers that go to court and advocate for kids who are in this situation.
And they can't do it all.
No, but there is good news on this front, and they're doing great work. They're all volunteers. They don't represent the parent. They don't represent the DHS. They don't represent the state or the DA or any of that. They only represent the best interest of the child. So we need to have a neutral third party who is not neutral, who stands with the child. So court-appointed special advocates, there's one in every county. Marion County, thanks to a lot of support from Dick Withnell and many other benevolent people, Shaney Starr is there in place working hard. the news came out of there that they finally had a critical mass of volunteers, and every single child that's being seen in this system that needs a CASA has a CASA.
Nice.
It's the only county in the state
that does that.
That is able to achieve that goal.
That's
the only county in the state.
It is
outstanding. They had like 150, 175. Was that? I don't recall the numbers exactly.
I think it was 140.
But volunteers. So that's great. Thanks. I mean, it's somebody. And it's hard for a person in Shani Starr's position to talk to politically. But you could see a little bit of frustration in her eyes that she didn't feel as though it... everything that needed to be done was being done in the foster care system at DHS.
Yeah.
Don't want to put words in your mouth, Shani, but we're going to share that. We're going to share that frame of mind. All right. Later this hour, hopefully we're going to get back to, I'd like to talk about the city of Salem paying a lawsuit judgment, potentially over $120,000, to protect the city's right to not release information on an arrest of a child abuser.
What?
And unfortunately, it's Tuesday, and the mayor had a conflict, so we are not able to ask Mayor Chuck Bennett about this, and he probably can't comment it on anyway because it's a legal case. But it's been going on for a few years from the Pamplin Media Group suing, say, hey, we want information on this arrest, and the city of Salem says, we're not allowed to give that to you, and they beg to differ. District attorney sided with the city of Salem. The circuit court sided with the city of Salem, and then it went to appeal. The appeals court said no. No, so not only do you need to release the information, but now you need to pay Pamplin Media Group's legal fees.
Yeah, because arrest records are public knowledge.
Yeah, and it has something to do with the nature of the crime and things like that, but that's another one of those. We're going to cut the budget, provide fewer services to the citizens of Salem, but we're going to defend our rights to not give you information on the arrest of a child abuser.
Which is public information.
Sounds confusing. Mm-hmm. All right. We're going to come back, and we've got a guest coming in to talk about the Albany Home Show, right?
Hopefully.
Well, hopefully so. We want to hear all about it. And I got to know what to do this weekend and where to buy.
Exactly.
So if not, we'll dive back into City of Salem budget cuts. Stick with us. This is Brent DeHart with Dave Bourne on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
Lynn Benton Tractor's Newsmakers, presented by Les Schwab Tires, continues in the Capital Auto Group studios. Here's Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This segment of Newsmakers is proudly brought to you by Color Tile of Salem and also Sylvan Learning Center. It's Tuesday, Brent.
Welcome back.
I'm not sure what that means, but...
Welcome back, folks. This is Brent DeHart with Dave Bourne. I'm trying to shift gears here because I get all riled up when it comes to kids and it comes to leadership.
Had to turn on the fan and get the smoke out of here.
All right. We're going to shift gears and talk about something fun, shall we?
Yes, please.
In the Valley. Fun in the Valley. All right. In the studio with us is a guest, Daniel Ray. He's an owner of Willamette Valley Productions, along with his wife, Rebecca. And they put on a home show in Albany in the spring. That's what we want to hear about, because I need to know what I don't have that I need, and I need to know what to spend my money on, and I need to know, what I need in my yard and my home that I don't have yet. Because clearly, you know, you turn to springtime, man, you have to have new plants, you have to have new tools, you have to have new toys.
Right. Some of the plants didn't make it through the winter time. You got to replace them.
Fair enough.
Daniel Ray, welcome to the studio.
Well, thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate you guys inviting me out.
You got a good radio voice.
Well, I can pretend.
I hate it when ghosts come in and they've got a much better voice than
and
I do.
And they sound better than I do, yeah.
No, not at all.
All right, anyway, welcome. So, Albany. And it's a home and garden show, right?
That is correct. So this show is the Linn County and Greater Home and Garden Show. Basically, for this show, there's contractors, there's folks coming out all the way from Corvallis and Eugene, Lebanon, Staten, Almsville. We draw a few from Woodburn, Salem, Kaiser, Silverton. So it's the bigger, small show here in the Valley.
Okay. And where is it?
So it is right here in Albany at the fairgrounds.
Oh, fairgrounds.
So I know technically we're in Salem right now. Yes. However, over the airwaves, it's right here in Albany, and it is at the Fair and Expo Center. It's a nice big facility. It's actually quite state-of-the-art.
Good parking.
Oh, yeah. There's loads of parking out front. It's a quick walk in. Even on your way in, you'll get a stop and look at some cedar planter boxes and you know, birdhouses and different outside kind of things, even before you get into the show. Of course, we'll also have Hand in Hand Farms, one of our nonprofits that we support here in Albany and surrounding area. They bring in children with disabilities and such and help teach them how to work and spend time with animals and do horse therapy and different things like that. And so they'll actually even be out there in the parking lot giving you rides, especially children and such, rides in their wagon with their big old horses. So even before you get into the show, you can have fun out there.
So is this a, is there a fee to get in or to park?
There are no fees. We actually run a free event. It's a good way for the community to get together and for local businesses and people to meet each other and do business.
It's just like that commercial about the tax software. Free, free, free. Free, free, free.
Free? Which, you mean free, free?
Well, yeah. Who wants to pay, you know?
Right.
Except the tax offer isn't actually free, and I'm shocked that the Attorney General doesn't shut them down.
That's yeah, right? true. That is true.
All right. So Home and Garden Show, free parking, free entry. When does it start?
Yes. Yeah, so it starts this weekend. So it's about upon us. Friday, 3 to 8 p.m. Saturday, it's 10 to 6 p.m. And Sunday is 10 to 5 p.m. So if you can't make it in one day, you can come back. Frankly, we actually have a lot of people who come back in a second day because they don't have quite enough time to spend with all the different contractors they want to talk with. A lot of people even come in and get do-it-yourself ideas and fix and help. Because frankly, if you do something yourself, at some point you're going to hire a good contractor to come in and fix what you did or spruce something up.
Why is he looking at me when he says that?
I don't know. I just guessed. But it is good fun, and frankly, we do have a lot of people who come back in a second day. They've kind of ruminated over some things. They want to sign a contract with somebody. They want to buy some more products or such. Especially, ironically, one of the great sellers at our home shows is actually these really high-end bamboo sheets and pillows. I have people coming in every single show I do. They bought one at the last one. They want to buy another one. They want to give it to their friends or something. It's not the regular ones you get on Amazon. They're actually a little higher quality, and people really like them.
Interesting.
So you never know what you're going to find.
So there's stuff that for the public to go and they can buy.
Correct, right? Yes.
There's stuff that they can get ideas from and buy and do it yourself.
You got it.
And then you said contractors are there. You're talking about landscaping contractors and like fencing contractors. Yes. What can we find there?
Yeah, so we're talking 140 different contractors.
Wow.
So you're going to have quite a few different trades represented. You're going to have your, you know, basics, your plumbers, your framers, roofers.
Painters.
Painters, definitely. It is a good time for that here in Oregon, whether it's interior or exterior. You're going to have excavation. You're going to have guys who are going to put a patio in for you this time of year. You were talking about what can we do to spruce up our yard or whatnot. Even your driveway. You've got a driveway that's chipping out. You want to rip it out, put some new pavement in there. We've got those guys. Hey, you want to go with pavers instead of a driveway, instead of concrete or asphalt? We've got those guys too. They'll come out and install it in a couple of days. I mean, I used to do that when I was younger, and that's good fun. You can get a nice patio in your backyard. We've got people with awnings. You've got outdoor kitchens. I mean, the list goes on and on.
Wow.
I could use an outdoor kitchen.
Yeah. Well, do you know where to go get and shop for it?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
What about those of us that need a riding lawnmower now?
Okay. So the riding lawnmower side of things, Cascade Power Outdoor Power Equipment may make it in. They're actually experiencing some shortages in staffing. So actually, if you're looking for a job down in the Lebanon area, call up Cascade Outdoor Power Equipment. But actually, nice. Lynn Benton Tractor, same thing. They're looking for some good employees as well. So if you're here locally and you've got some experience in sales or mechanicing, give them a call. Shout out to them.
Well, shout out to Lynn Benton Tractors, one of our show sponsors.
You got it.
I was, I actually think we should get a really good deal on a riding mower or a tractor.
Yes, you should.
I need a tractor, don't I?
You do.
I look like a man who definitely needs a tractor.
He might at least show you how to use it. He'll give you that.
And then take no responsibility for his actions.
You've got. So I said it was at the Lynn County Expo Center, Lynn County Fairgrounds. Okay. It is actually an actual address. It's on the website. You can find it online and whatnot. However, the address is 3700 Knox Butte Road in Albany, Oregon. Yeah. If anybody was looking for that. I didn't say that earlier. So
I bet Uncle Google will find it for us.
It's right off the freeway, I-5.
Lynn County Fairgrounds.
Oh, yeah. It's so easy. I mean, you go to the airport and you go to the fairgrounds. It's right there.
Oh, good. All right. So what else are we going to find? Because I'm going to get hungry when I'm there. Will there be anything to eat, or do I need to bring my snacks?
Okay. So here's one of the fun aspects about working with the Lynn County Expo Center is they actually have, in my opinion, this is my opinion, but they have the best concessions, I think, around here. I've been to Eugene. I've been to Portland. You know, I love working with the folks in Salem. They really do a good job in Albany. So for my exhibitors, I actually buy pie. And my exhibitors in my home show love the pie. There's about 21 kinds that I usually get.
Pie.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yes. So if you come down to the home show and you are having a hankering for some dessert, try the homemade pie. It is quite delicious. And there's going to be at least 13 to 15 varieties on the shelf that you can order that were made the day before.
Hmm. Whoa.
So that is one of the fun aspects. Of course, we also have, you know, Gary with Mountain Man. He's always at the shows. He's always selling, you know, fruits and nuts and sugar and different chocolates and stuff that are made right here locally.
Mountain Man Nut and Fruit, what a great company that is. And we have the Oregon ownerships right here in Salem.
You got it.
And they go to office buildings. They do routes and things like that.
Oh, yeah. They help us keep on the weight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My wife seeks them out whenever we go in any expo.
Mountain Man, it is such a good product, too. Yeah. And I've toured them, actually. Yep. I toured their facility, and they're roasting those almonds and cashews right here, mm-hmm. right?
Yep,
and then it's in a bag, and it's like in your office
the next day,
and you're like, oh, yeah. Crazy.
So they're all
really good stuff.
Always some of those things in the home show. Yes, it's not really home and remodel related. It's not really garden related, but you got to eat. And at the same time, of course, when you're out there enjoying your new outdoor kitchen on your patio that somebody just built with your new awning or sunset or outdoor awning, and you've got your hot tub there that you just bought and everything, at the same time, you can be enjoying some nice distilled beverages from Eastside Distilling, because they do our shows as well, and their stuff is delicious.
Oh, good! Oh, from distilling.
Mm.
So if you like Eastside Distilling,
yeah, beverages there.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. So they will be selling
better.
So you can take home some delicious different products made right here in Oregon to enjoy at home, some adult beverages.
We're talking to Daniel Ray here on Newsmakers. He and his wife, Rebecca, own Willamette Valley Productions, and they do a few different home shows, or home and garden shows here in the Valley. And we're talking about this Albany one. The spring Albany one is this weekend. So Friday 3 to 8.
You got it.
Saturday 10 to 6, Sunday 10 to 5. Mm. It's funny about the snacks thing is, you know, you're wandering around, and I try to do these things with my wife.
Sure.
Right? And sometimes it's one of those, I need a snack because I'm bonking out.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
done. You're checking out. You worked all week.
She needs to talk to, you know, four more tile people or something. Right.
Sugar level's low.
Yeah, you want to see who you relate with. I mean, there's all these great guys there.
More often than not, it's like, buy me some of these because she's done.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I'm like, well, I need to talk to these well people.
Oh, yeah.
And I need to talk to
water filtration. Salem, we had some big issues with that.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Water. See, Salem has such great water, though.
Yeah, you got to clean that up.
So I'm going around talking about exciting things that bore her to death.
Right. Yeah.
And it's like, so it's good to have a distraction, to have some snacks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And you can always get jerky there as well. You know, there's going to be different things. There's a little bit of variety just to enjoy it. I mean, we even bring in some of the random things. Like, this is a contractor show, right? And it's for the community. After my knee surgery, I really enjoyed using one of those TENS massage therapy little knee mm-hmm. things. I put it on my knee and it pulsed and exercised the muscles. We even have that kind of thing there.
Let's talk about landscaping contractors.
Oh, yes.
That is huge. If people want to do complete makeovers.
You got it.
And also, what's becoming popular is to do low impact.
Yep.
And or low water need.
Yep.
Right?
Totally. Yeah.
So you have landscaping contractors there with a sample setup?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. So we'll have several different companies that will do hardscapes for you and dryscapes specifically. We also have Jaymore Irrigation. They're a great local company here in the Albany area. And they'll be putting your irrigation needs in, whether you want drip, you know, you want to do something a little more efficient and specific, or if you want to do, you know, a full-on sprinkler system or such. Obviously, the pavers and the dryscapes is if you're wanting to be even more water conscious and you want to lower maintenance, you mm-hmm. know, which a lot of us do enjoy.
Lower maintenance.
We'll have UND Nursery there. They always are a big sponsor of the show right here off the highway, right next to the fairgrounds. Great local folks. We'll actually have several other nurseries there as well. We have, so UND Nursery, Alicia's Nursery, J&B Nursery Center. We'll have, I'm trying to think who else. Oh, the Master Gardeners, they're always mm-hmm. there, and they'll help you kind of figure out what you should be doing in your garden, what would work best for your yard. They'll even sometimes help you with your design and such They'll educate you on bees and pollinators. So there's a lot of fun things down that route. There's also always a few local artisans that we bring in. We don't bring in a huge amount, but we bring in a few just to kind of spice up the show and have there be some of that fun variety. Usually it keeps the ladies more busy than the guys, but it's still fun. So, you know, while you're eating your food, she can look at some handmade jewelry, you know.
Well, so now you're losing me. This is starting to get very expensive for me.
Right.
Okay, well, speaking of...
Hold on. Oh. Hey, do you have another 10 minutes? Will you stay with us?
Yeah.
All right, well, let's take a quick break. We'll finish up. I want to hear a little bit more about this small business in the Valley with Daniel and Ray. And also, you got to give a shout out to the Master Gardener, too, right after this. You listen to Newsmakers on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This is Lynn Benton Tractors Newsmakers with Brent and Dave, presented by Les Schwab Tires and sponsored in part by Furbish, a salvage place, and Kennedy Tax Solutions. Now, let's go back to the Capital Auto Group studios on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This segment of Newsmakers is proudly brought to you by Hamlin's Nursery.
Welcome back, folks. This is Brent DeHart with Dave Bourne. Just a reminder, the rest of the week, I am out of town. I'm going on a contingent of Salem representatives to recruit commercial airline service. This is an aviation conference. So we'll have Denise in for your Gator and Denise fans. You'll get your fix of Denise both tomorrow and Friday.
Yep.
And we'll have Salem Area Chamber President TJ Sullivan in on Thursday, and he is one entertaining dude.
Should be a party so without you.
Yeah, I hope his irreverent personality is held in check a little bit for the airways.
Oh,
but no, TJ is we had him on our very first Newsmaker show.
Yes.
And he's been chamber president, and he's been a city councilor, and he helped usher in the new senior center years ago, and he's a little league coach, and he's Mr. All-Around Community Guy, downtown advocate, downtown investor. Good stuff. So the rest of the week, I hope you enjoyed our guest hosts, but not too much.
Right. So out of curiosity, what time do you have to get up tomorrow to drive to Portland?
Well, there's some irony there because we're recruiting commercial air service to come to Salem so we can fly out of Salem again and make it stick and last forevermore.
Right.
I'm going to get up at 3.
Ooh.
3, yeah. And to go to Portland so that we don't have to get up at 3. In the future.
In the future.
To do that 90-minute drive or whatever it is, and then the shuttle thing, and then pay $12 for parking, and where I could have just gone, like, I'm going to Tucson is the conference. I could have just gone, like, Salem, San Francisco, Tucson.
Yeah, you could have.
Or Salem, Seattle, Tucson.
Wait a minute. $12 parking. Where are you parking? Is that $12 a day?
In long term. Yeah. I think that's the cost. Yeah. I think that's the cost.
That's far.
Anyway, the irony
Way out in the blue parking lot.
Taking the more expensive, time-consuming ride out of PDX just to go out and recruit service to Salem. It's time, folks.
Good luck to you.
Thank you. I hope we have good news.
Bring it home.
All right. In our studio, again, is Daniel Ray, owner of Willamette Valley Vineyards with wife Rebecca.
Nope.
Wow, I'm sorry, Vineyards. Yeah, that was yesterday.
We do love them. They're fun.
Yeah,
they were here yesterday.
I was like, what?
Thank you. Willamette Valley Productions. How do you and your wife separate your duties in running your business?
So my wife, I try to tone her down and keep her from working all the time, and then I pick up everything that's left over. My wife is a workaholic. She does the lion's share, and then I get to do all the fun stuff and talk with people and...
But you have so much energy.
We're still fairly young, so we better.
Okay. And it's hard to put on a production like this. How many vendors and booths? 140?
It is a lot of work. Yeah, we do have, should be about 140 some exhibitors here at the Linn County Fairgrounds. Once again,
which is in Albany.
Right here in Albany. Yes, you are correct. Not here in Salem. And one of the things that we do. Some of the backside of what we arrange and everything is, of course, all the advertising and bringing in all the good local contractors, the guys that you want to work with who aren't going to rip you off. But then on the advertising side, we come in and talk with fine folks like you guys here at KYKN and all that. But then we also, at the show, we then give away a lot of stuff, too, because everybody likes winning stuff. And it's always fun when you come to a show. And you not only get to meet a great person that you want to do business with, but you get to go home with a free pair of gardening gloves. I mean... We always, for the spring shows, we give away 100 pairs of gardening gloves to the first 100 people every day. So we give away those. We also do grand prize giveaways at every show, whether it's a hot tub or a bed or a certain amount of remodeling or a painting job. Or at this show, we'll be giving away a backyard patio and a fire pit, which is supplied and sponsored.
I want that.
Yep, by S&A Hardscapes. Right here, one of the local companies, they'll put in a patio for you if you win it.
Got to sign up to get it, though.
You do. You do have to come to the show. So it may not work for you since you're out of town. But
I'll be back for the weekend.
Okay, there you go.
I'll be on my riding mower.
How convenient.
Come on down and win it. So we also give away, so not only the hardscaping this year, but we'll also be giving away some mattresses supplied by Mattress World Northwest, one of the companies here locally. And then we give away, you know, gift cards and stuff all day long, so you can do that home remodel project at Lowe's or such. And then we also do some things for the kids. The CCB gives away hats. We'll often have aprons or different things for the children, as well as some kind of learning things that they can do, planting plants. And then we usually even have something silly like a bounce house, because what kid doesn't love jumping around in a bounce house?
Wow, that's amazing. You've really wrapped it around in terms of having something for everybody.
Oh, yeah.
If it's a tinkerer, a retired person in the garden, if it's a young family, maybe like yourself, if it's a do-it-yourselfer like me, and project-oriented dude, and for the kids.
Oh, yeah. We even have a tiny house. So Fitzpatrick Painting, they'll have their tiny house there. If you want to come check out a sweet little tiny house that they built, it's really gorgeous. You can actually see the pictures on our website, or if you go to Facebook and you look up the Salem and Albany Home Shows, you will be able to find, obviously, all the info about the show, but you can also see a glimpse of what the tiny house looks like. And then you can come in and check it out in person.
So, Daniel, if people want to know more about the show and see, oh, is this out there, where do they go? Your Facebook page?
You got it. So, yep. So probably the best way to go would just be to jump on the Facebook page. Just look up the Salem and Albany Home Shows, and you'll find us.
You guys do more than one show, right?
We do, yes.
Willamette Valley Productions. Yep. So tell us about that.
So at the end of the day, what our objective is actually to bring people together here in the Valley and help promote local businesses and community. So we run the Albany Spring Home and Garden Show, which obviously serves a much greater area than just Albany, but mm-hmm. Albany is where it's located. And then we also run the Albany Fall Home and Remodel Show and the Salem Fall Home and Remodel Show. And our objective is to partner with local businesses that do a good service and provide quality craftsmanship and products and introduce them to good local folks and help them get together and know each other.
Great. You said that, I mentioned before the break, the Master Gardeners are going to be out there?
Oh, yes. Yep.
So, interesting program. It's supported by OSU Extension.
Definitely.
Master Gardeners. If you want to become one, you can be certified Master Gardeners. And involves, I know this because my son just went through all of the training,
of
the classes. And you learn all about pests and soil and all of these plants and all of these things. And then you volunteer.
You got it.
And so you can volunteer. You can call a master gardener, Dave, and say, hey, what's the best kind of soil type for this plant?
He'll say, you have to truck it in.
You got it. Yep.
All right. Let's wrap it up real well. But thanks to the master gardeners for the service they get to all of us that don't really know that very much. We can call them and ask them. And if you're interested, hey, jump on. The world needs more master gardeners. Thank you to Daniel Ray, owner of Willamette Valley Productions. Head out to the Albany Spring Home and Garden Show and get your ideas. All right. Sounds good. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Friday 3 to 8, Saturday 10 to 6, Sunday 10 to 5. And this has been Newsmakers here on KYKN 1430. Salem is listening.
See you tomorrow.
This has been Lynn Fenton Tractor's Newsmakers with Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne, presented by Les Schwab Tires and sponsored in part by Furbish, a salvage place, and Kennedy Tax Solutions. Live local talk that matters to you from the Capital Auto Group studios, exclusively on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.